Let's get to what's trending. Cost of living in Fort Wayne's always been something that has been an asset to our city, but is it stopping you from getting a raise? According to the website smartasset.com, Fort Wayne is the 20th most affordable place to, quote, live comfortably. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't really define. But the bad news is slow wage growth in our area has kept comfortable out of reach for many. The site went on to say a person in Fort Wayne who's single needs to earn about $84,000 a year to, quote, live comfortably. That number is over $200,000 for a family with two kids. Regardless of where you believe is comfortable or whatever, who knows? You can define that any way you want. Most people will agree, though. Salaries here in Northeast Indiana have not kept up with inflation well enough. So that is the local dialogue with that. Speaking of jobs, though, a study found nationwide, what's the most Googled job in America? Like, if you're like, well, maybe I'll give that a try. The answer is Amazon jobs, working for Amazon.
You know, it seems like they're always hiring, and they pay really good.
Well, I don't.
People don't stay there very long, it seems like.
I mean, they work you hard.
They do.
You can make a good money, but you have to work a lot. You have to hit the overtime threshold for that to be a true statement. Other jobs that people Google, flight attendant jobs, software engineer, administrative assistant, and virtual assistant. Kate Middleton did reveal on Friday that her January abdominal surgery uncovered evidence of cancer and that she is in the early stages of chemotherapy. Showbiz news. Happy Gilmore 2 is rumored to be in the works with Adam Sandler and then Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin. A woman in Indianapolis in particular, made headlines regionally because she got arrested and then held a dryer repairman at gunpoint because he wouldn't accept her warranty from a different company than where he works.
What in the world?
She goes, this thing's under warranty. He's like, but not with me.
Yeah.
I'm just like Larry's dryer repair. And she was like, well, it says warranty. I want you to fix it for free. And he was then held at gunpoint, luckily. She did get apprehended by authorities.
Well, good. Yeah. That's scary.
All right. A couple other tidbits here to round out what's trending with our news. NCAA basketball. Purdue men advanced to the Sweet 16. They now play Friday, 7:40 on TBS versus Gonzaga. Lottery fever. Powerball tonight is over 800 million. Mega Millions. Tuesday is the next drawing. That jackpot is currently 1.1 billion and rising. And finally, today is the final day of the Amazon Spring Sale online. We are yet to confirm or not if that means deeper discounts on some items that people have yet to buy, but my guess is probably. I don't know.
My headache medicine is on sale, so I think I'm going to buy that.
Yeah, pull the trigger on
that. I need that.
Keep that here in the studio. For all of us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kat.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kate Middleton on Friday, interesting timing, shared her cancer diagnosis. Here's some of her video if you missed it on Friday because life's busy.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
It was a pre-recorded teleprompter speech, but reports say that she wrote it herself and wrote it rather quickly, is what it said. And here you go.
William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
We don't know what type of cancer, although stomach or abdominal cancer is, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it's not
that,
good.
That does not have great prognosis.
Thankfully, they caught it early enough, I hope, yeah.
So we'll have to see, because it doesn't go into some of those details on that. It is interesting timing to share her diagnosis, as of course, the king has announced he has cancer. I don't know if everybody remembers
that.
Was it
prostate? Yeah. His prostate cancer?
That's bad. And then, of course, I don't know if anybody still counts this as a person of the member for a family, but Sarah Ferguson, who was once married to the king's brother, also has cancer. So interesting time. I mean, just kind of what's in the water type of stuff, what's going on. Interesting. Mm-hmm. The world reacting. Now, we hadn't heard from her, and there was all this stuff, and then the Photoshop, and all of this had put a spotlight on her, and she wanted to try to explain people why she was being evasive, and that was what the cancer video was for. But what's interesting, a lot of mainstream media now looks silly.
Yeah.
Because they were speculating
that something was wrong with her.
They thought it was all marital issues, which I still don't know. I mean, you can only hope for the best. Nobody really knows the truth except those two. But, here's a great example. TMZ Investigates did a TV special that ran on Fox last Thursday night. It had a shelf life of 12 hours because it was then after those 12 hours, we got the video from Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton, the future Queen of England, just disappeared.
What is going on with Kate?
Kate Middleton had a facelift.
She actually donated an organ to Charles. The real reason Kate Middleton is in hiding is because William actually got somebody pregnant, but it's not her.
Kate Middleton, where are you? Is this a horror story?
Official word, abdominal surgery. But no one's buying what the palace is selling.
There you go. That all aired on media.
I had no idea some of that was actually aired.
All of that aired on Thursday in the world. Prior to Friday, her coming out in the news cycle globally and sharing that she's like, well, okay, here's why you guys need to know what's going on. We've been dealing with cancer and how to express it to our kids and our family in a way before the whole world goes nuts about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to figure out a way to protect them from all of your reaction you're about to have.
Right.
But we also had to protect them from the speculation that you were having, including the Scooby-Doo theme.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. No wonder she came out and did that press or released that. Jeez.
Yeah. Sandy and Kat. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. I feel like there's a lot going on, or at least the anticipation of a lot coming up. Eclipse is on the way.
Oh,
a couple weeks away from that on the 8th. And on Friday, Fort Wayne Community Schools finally made their audible. They were the holdout, and now they are off, as well as like many other school districts, either with an e-learning day or just an off day. You're telling me the Fort Wayne community is just off and they're going to move it to a day at the end of the year.
I think so. I thought I saw in May 24th, they're going to make up the day there.
So, of course, everybody's out there trying to get their eclipse glasses. I mean, the tourism, because it's coming right through the heart of Indiana. I mean, Indianapolis is set to have, I don't know, I saw varying estimates. I think the Indy Star reported 1.1 million people descending in some capacity on the Indianapolis area to watch the event. I mean, the economic impact is crazy.
I will say I went down to Indy over the weekend and I saw a lot of displays and I even saw a lot of billboards.
But like, what are they for? Like hotels? Is it for like eat at my restaurant?
No, it's merchandise. I mean, everybody has the eclipse glasses. They're all selling the eclipse glasses, shirts, hats.
What is it, like I survived the eclipse in Indy.com?
No, it's just it's just a picture of the moon or the sun being covered by the moon and just the date on it. It's not sexy at all.
Huh.
You know, it's just
memorabilia.
Yeah, but I'm just like, memorabilia. That's all it is.
Who benefits from that? We were having brainstorming meetings in our I don't know what we do here. Meetings.
After the show. Yeah.
Anyway, because we talked about trying to, I don't know, not, I don't know, mark capitalized is maybe a better word. I mean, glasses, we talked about giving out Sunny Delight. We talked about moon pies and sun chips. And then I didn't, it's my idea, I love it. I don't think that it'll happen.
I don't
happen.
Think management
will sign off on it. But since the moon, it's a solar eclipse, is blocking the sun, I wanted to get the most amount of butts we could in a parking lot and have the biggest mooning during the eclipse. I want everybody to pull their pants down and in nice 50s prank sort of way.
I was waiting to see how you were going to describe this because I'm like, where are you going with this?
What was wrong with that idea?
Well,
I thought we could get the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest public mooning during a solar eclipse.
Who's going to do that? Are you going to do that? Well, like, are you going to be the leader of the mooners?
I mean, yeah. I'm not saying... I mean, the first person's the hardest one to get.
Right. And then how far do you pull down your pants for it to actually be a moon?
Just your butt.
Do you have to pull it all the way down to the cheeks? Or can you just pull it down?
Full moon. Yeah, because it's a full eclipse. I mean, I'm not looking
for
partial.
We're not doing a partial eclipse. Yeah, we're doing a full.
Full. You need to go
Could
full.
Could you imagine management signing off on that idea?
Well, I want you to know, it's a great idea at our level.
But we've got the bar set real low.
But when you pitch an idea like that to somebody who wears a suit all day and has a leather-bound high-back chair, that is all presentation. You gotta be able to say, well, I mean, it's a delicate. You gotta really needle
Andy,
and thread that.
All I have to say is I think we spent way too long trying to find the Guinness Book of World Records number for the largest public mooning.
Yeah, that's right.
We could not find it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if the record is like 4.
Then I think it's a decent idea. But if the record's like 100, I don't think we'll get 100 people wanting to moon in a parking lot.
I don't know. I mean, what else are you doing that day? Nobody has school. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody's looking at the eclipse that day. Nobody's going to be mooning in the parking lot that day.
If everyone's looking up, I'm giving you a reason to look down.
You would. What if we just...
I mean, I don't think it's my best idea, but I do think it is a good one. I think it's niche. And if you got a Guinness Book of World Record, and then when they pull it up and it's just a picture of butts, it's not even your face. You can move on with your life.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of butts.
I don't know that I would do that, though. I don't know if I could stand out in a parking lot while somebody... I don't know. It's a hard sell.
I would love to try to sell the news stations on that.
Let's get some Bloody Marys going and then see how we feel.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about lowering everyone's...
Lowering the standards a little
bit. That's right. Yeah. And your judgment and put inhibitions and chuck them out the window? I don't know about this. I mean, it's just a brainstorming session. I don't know. Okay. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi.
Hey, I'll moon if you're giving away t-shirts to go with it.
There you go. Get the Eclipse t-shirts that we thought were very good.
Okay.
And then we'll give them mooning for a shirt. I mean, people have done more for less. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Well, we've got one listener, so... It's you and a listener, right?
Oh, see how it snowballs? It's grassroots. We got 2 weeks to get 200 butts.
You think we can get 200 butts in 2 weeks?
I mean, sure. I think the butts are easy. I think it's the legalese that's the problem. Yes. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat went to IKEA this weekend.
I did.
I was impressed she came out with spending under $200.
Oh, gosh, yes. I was a little bit impressed, too. I was like, wow.
See, that's me
it
learning.
It was just a little bit over $100, which I can go to Costco and torch about $200 in one shopping trip. Yeah. And to go down to IKEA and get some stuff that I feel like I needed. It was a lot of utensils.
Feels like I need it.
I needed a cookie scoop.
Oh, come on. Do you hear what you're saying? Nobody need you. Do you have a spoon?
Yeah, but
okay,
this is
that's
different.
A cookie scoop. Oh, please, God.
No, I bought a cookie scoop for $1.99.
Oh, my God.
And then I also needed a corkscrew opener, like you know.
For all the wine you don't drink.
For all the wine that I don't drink.
That's right.
That was $2.99.
What are you doing? You know what?
I needed some organizing, like, little trays for my junk drawer. Everybody needs a tray to put in their junk drawer to organize your junk.
Listening to you talk about what is classified as a need versus a want with your budget makes me drink a little.
I did get a nice rug for $19.99. That was probably the biggest deal that I got. For $19.99, I got a really nice, almost like area rug for, you know, to put underneath your couch.
Great.
In the living room.
If you want to see after Kat or before something, while her trip to Indy, she went and did Topgolf. She's never swung a golf club before in her life. And she went to Topgolf with some friends, and her pictures of her swing are dominating the internet this morning over on our Facebook page.
I really thought I was going to be better at it.
Golf's really hard.
It is hard.
But Kat has the most active feet of any golf swing. Kat's feet are more active doing this than when we played pickleball.
Okay, that was because I had two Bloody Marys.
Okay,
Bloody Marys, and they were the best Bloody Marys I've ever had in my life.
Kat found out that Topgolf in Indy, by the way, is
it's kind of a bar.
It's 90% bar, 10% driving range.
They do push the alcohol and the food on you.
You think?
Yeah, they really push.
That's the margin product.
Yeah.
That's where they make all their money.
Yeah. But it was good. I would totally do it again. And it's heated. Like, you can go out there and golf in 40-degree weather. And I was, I had like a little zip hoodie, and I was just fine.
Look at this swing.
It's terrible.
If you haven't
gone to our
website, that is...
It's over on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what the internet's made for, right there. Real happy with that. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. So we were talking a little bit about this past weekend. I mean, there's no doubt. Here's what we got going on. We got a short week for many. Easter holiday around the corner. Spring break for many in the area. And then when you come back for spring break, now officially all the schools, at least it's what it feels like, Fort Wayne community is now in on this, where they are off for the Monday the 8th for the eclipse. And that's kind of where we're at. We are on this short week, senioritis, getting ready for spring break and the eclipse around the corner. March Madness is going on. We mentioned that. We're going to talk more about Princess Kate and her cancer diagnosis that she shared on Friday. I did watch, you may watch any television, and then we mentioned that Ghostbusters won the box office, but not by a lot, $45 million. That's not a huge...
It did do higher than expectations. I mean, they didn't expect it to do that well this weekend.
It's really interesting, because more and more people just want to watch stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
65% of people would rather wait for a new release to just come to a streaming service, and the health of theaters in general is struggling, which is why you only see the major studios coming out with action movies or explosions or superhero movies, because those are the ones that play well on big screens.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched the Roadhouse remake.
Oh,
with
I
Jake
did too.
Gyllenhaal.
Well, I sort of watched it, but go ahead. What did you think about it?
Did you fall asleep during it?
I did fall asleep during
Kat
it. I can't finish it.
If you can finish
finish a movie.
That is the biggest compliment any Hollywood director. You should get a couch and a movie, and if Kat makes it through, it should win an award. Man, did I think it was bad.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, that's probably why I fell asleep. It wasn't great.
Oh, my gosh, was that. I mean, I'll tell you what is great, and hopefully people will hear what I'm saying, is Jake Gyllenhaal got himself in some shape.
Oh, my goodness.
He got himself
I thought it was airbrushed at first.
I was jealous of, I was like, you know what? You don't have kids. You don't have a wife. You probably haven't enjoyed cake.
Yeah, or burger.
You looked ripped. But the original Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze is super cheesy and campy, which is why it kind of works, because it feels so 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you remember going, well, this would never happen in real life. It wouldn't happen today. And this movie is just not good. Just not good.
No wonder it went to streaming services first. Went to Amazon Prime.
I mean,
Prime Video.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, that script was about, like I told you, a centimeter thick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was not much to that. I think it would have gotten better ratings if you just showed him working out.
Oh.
I think it would have been a better use of everyone's time if you just showed his diet and his workout routine for an hour. More women would have tuned in.
Mm-hmm. I probably would have stayed awake during that.
The script, the plot line, I don't know, man. Rough.
It was sleepy town.
Oh my god. I think I had a little snack. I was watching it.
Oh,
I put the snack down.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to feel horrible about your body,
yeah,
why don't you watch that thing?
Baby.
Yeah. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. We were just talking about the NCAA tournament behind the scenes. Maybe you watched some, maybe you watched a lot, or maybe you didn't care at all. But in the office pools, that's what I like about March Madness. It's just an event. You know, nobody really knows that much about college basketball. But it's 2 weeks where you get to trash talk your coworkers, so to speak. And we just tallied some results here. And Kat is trailing in the office pool.
I am. And, which is unusual. It really is. It really is unusual. I mean, I have won.
Are you kidding me?
I would say 4 out of 5 office pools that I've entered. Yeah. And I'm not doing good this time. So, but you, on the other hand,
wake up every morning and excellence just spews out.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, no.
No, no. I was going to say that you got 15 out of the 16 that played.
No, 15 out of the 16, sweet 16.
Well,
do you know what that means?
Yes, there's Sweet 16. You have 15 out of the.
I picked successfully 15 of the 16 teams that advanced.
Yeah, that's so great. Good for you, man.
You know,
I just hope that your winnings, you will feel sorry for me since I contributed, you know, more effort into mine, I guess
I
should say.
Well, I haven't won anything yet. I never like to get premature.
You're pretty ahead. You're ahead by a lot. Yeah. You're ahead.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, Purdue, by the way, if you were cheering them on regionally, they advance, obviously, to the Sweet 16. They play next on Friday.
Okay.
7:40-ish on TBS. I know a lot of people around here were hoping that they would land on the CBS game, and that way you could watch at home if you were cut the cord, because now you need cable or some other provider to watch the game, or you need to go out. So 7:40 on Friday for Purdue, give or take, because sometimes the games carry over and blah, blah, blah. So
do you have Purdue advancing, or do you have Gonzaga?
You know what I forget?
Oh, okay.
I do think I have Purdue advancing, but then I think I am beefing it in the next round. But yeah, they're looking pretty good. They're looking pretty good. I actually, here's a confession that is maybe not for everybody, but I actually spent more time this weekend actually watching the girls' bracket.
Who's the girl you have a crush on?
Well, there's two. Well, no, I don't have a crush.
Caitlin Clark is one.
Well, I did watch Caitlin Clark. I don't have a crush on Caitlin, but I watched her because she's, she's the player of the year in women's, and she's the reason why she's grabbing a lot of eyeballs in their ratings. And then I watched Sydney Parrish.
Oh,
who for Indiana, who is, not horrible to look at, but she played bad. Woof.
Oh, really?
No
she
good.
Did?
But Indiana advanced. I think the Indiana women's team is way more fun to watch than the men's team.
Hmm.
The Indiana women or girls, I don't know, women, they are they're just more fundamental. They just actually understand the game. So, but yeah, I've been watching them. Actually, Caitlin Clark, who got chewed out by her dad, that was great.
Oh, she did?
She was whining at the officials, and her dad told her to stop. That was great.
Oh.
I love it when you get all this national attention, and then you get reminded that you're 22 years old, and your dad just yelled at you on national television to keep your mouth shut. And he was right. You know, you can't be whining everything when you're up by 50, you know? Maybe keep some perspective, you know? Yeah. So, but anyway, I thought that's what I did. I watched a lot of it. More than I normally do. So.
Did you do anything with your kids this weekend? I know you watched a lot of sports this weekend.
Oh, well, not a lot. I mean, we do a lot of stuff out in the yard. I mean, we played a lot of baseball. Hudson has Little League that's starting up soon. And,
oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is it already time for Little League?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That creeped right up on you, didn't it?
Well,
because you're the coach of that, aren't you?
Yeah, we start in earnest after spring break.
Okay.
And so, but we got, I think we'll start playing games by the end of April.
Oh, wow. That just seems quick.
Yeah.